Welcome to the Guild Wars 2 Riches Podcast. For today's topic on the podcast, I'm covering Spidey. What is it? If you stick around, I promise I'll tell you. What is going on, everybody? My name is Adam. I'm the host of this podcast, and the podcast is the Guild Wars 2 Riches podcast, which, as you can probably guess, goes right along with the site guildwars2riches.com. This is obviously the first podcast. I guess you could call it the pilot episode. Basically, the podcast is going to be infrequent. Don't know when I'll be doing it. It may be, you know, one, two a week, and then the next week you may get nothing. I am not promising anything. It's kind of as I deem fit and as I find a topic that is interesting to talk about. The length I'm going to be shooting for is anywhere between 10, 15 minutes. I think that's kind of the sweet spot for it. I don't want to go much over that, but also I'm not going to cut it short if we're in the middle of a good conversation. It does more harm than good to cut a good conversation short, and if it's good, it's good. So I'm going to play it by ear, but 10 to 15 minutes is the ballpark. We're going to aim for that. I'm also, from week to week, I may go solo. I may have guests. I don't know. I have a lot of friends who do blogging and a lot of friends who just play video games in general. So I may take them for a day, and or 15 minutes, I guess, throw them on the podcast and cover whatever it is we're covering for that week. Just cover different things each and every week. Nothing real set. It's not even going to be gold making every single week. It may be just a topic that relates to the game. Just going to cover pretty much anything. Real basic news, real focused stuff. Like today, it's August 10th, and today we've got a stress test coming up. So I'll cover that kind of stuff. I'm not going to regurgitate patch notes. There's about a dozen other podcasts for Guild Wars 2 that exist, and they do all that sort of stuff. So I'll let them do that. If you know, I'm more than happy to promote them. There's other great podcasts like Tales of Tyria and Boons and Conditions, two wonderful podcasts. They pretty much cover everything every week. So go check them out. Other than that, we're going to be checking some emails, or I'll just go over some of the emails. I get a lot of those every single week, and I'll just pick some of the best ones that have, you know, some of the most pertinent questions and ones that are the best to answer to help you guys out to make more gold in Guild Wars 2. Other than that, that's pretty much kind of the house cleaning or the upfront things that I want to cover. And I'm going to get into my first segment, which deals with a really kick-ass add-on. Or not even an add-on. Sorry, I apologize. It's more of an app because it all works within a browser. But it's to track the Guild Wars 2 markets. If you've ever read my posts before, you know that I pretty much preach in every single one of them that you've got to track prices. The importance of tracking prices gets you the maximum profit that you can for everything. You're trying to catch the items that you're selling, you know, down in the lulls, and also, you know, sell them when they're at a higher price. The basic economic principle of buy low, sell high. If you're tracking prices, that's a lot easier. But what makes it even easier then is if you have something doing it for you, and that's where Guild Wars 2 Spidey comes in. It's kind of a confusing name, and I will throw a link on the website for it. Actually, there's one already. I just called it Guild Wars 2 Trading Post Tracker. You can look at that on the sidebar on guildwars2riches.com. But, okay, what this does is it's a website. You don't have to log in. It's free, which is what I love. If you're familiar with the website, you know that I preach free all the time. So what it does is it automatically goes and pulls all the items off the trading post that have been sold, and it tells you the prices that they've been sold at. This is really, really nice because it can save you, you know, depending on how many things you're selling, it can save you an hour of time. And that time can be spent making more gold through gathering, you know, crafting, anything like that. The concept that I preach a lot of also is efficiency, so trying to cut down on wasted time. If this thing exists and you're still doing it manually, that's wasted time, and you're pretty much giving up markets to other people when you're spending time doing something that you really don't have to do. So the website, it's a little bit confusing, like I said, but it's GW2Spidey, S-P-I-D-Y, .RubenSayHi.com. I'll just spell the whole thing out, GW2SPIDY.RubenSayHi.com. I have no idea why the site's called that. I know the person who designed it, his username is RubenSayHi, it is what it is. It's a great site. You have to go check it out. It's really, really simple. There's pretty much two icons on it, home and browse. You can click browse, and it's just like if you've gone to guildwars2database.com. There's a drop-down menu with like armors, bags, consumables, containers, all the way down through through weapons. Everything in the game. You click on whatever category you're looking for, and then search for the item. And it's going to have a nice graph grafted out for you of how much it's sold for based on the day. You know, it's got pretty open blocks. You can kind of gauge the hour cycles through them. But it just works really, really well. I've been poking around with it, and just yesterday there was a stress test, and it already has items tracked from yesterday, and you can see that right when the stress test started up, the prices shot up. Everything shot up, and then within an hour or two, they went down, and then towards the end, they started to pick back up again. That's what you're looking for in every market that you get into. Especially when the game launches, you want to catch that price when it's really low, or at its lowest. You're never going to be able to predict the exact lowest time, but when it gets low enough, and then it's going to rise up again. It's inevitable. It happens in just about every MMO, and I can't understand why Guild Wars 2 would be any different. So, for example, I'll use copper ore. It's pretty much standard selling price in all the beta weekends, and even the stress tests was right around like 13 to 20 copper. It's kind of a wide range, but it does jump a lot. But when the beta first started, and this was going back to July, they were selling at 30 copper. Then moments later, and we're talking within an hour or so, they dropped down to 9 copper. That's really, really low. So you're going to buy. You're going to buy up as much as you possibly can. Then it wasn't even 6 hours later, the price has shot back up to 23 copper. There's certainly going to be some issues where people are trying to play the market and screw with prices a little bit, but use that to your advantage. When they're really low, buy them up, and then just wait for the prices to rise back up again and search either for buy orders or, you know, put sell orders up. And I would set them right away. You can probably catch it as it goes back up again. You don't even have to set it at the 23 gold. Or I keep saying gold. I'm sorry. It's copper. We're always dealing with copper. If I said gold, ignore it. It's copper. But anyway, it's 23 copper is what they're selling at. And they were selling at 9. And you can see the gap for profits there. And you always got to remember to account for 15%. Take off of that because you're going to be dealing with auction house fees and things like that. So the basic principle or the basic economic principles of buy low, sell high applies. It's just nice that now you've got a graph and you can see from each weekend it's done the same thing. So at this point, you can reasonably expect that it's going to do the same thing when the game launches. The prices may vary a little bit, but they're going to drop and they're going to come back up again. And if you're able to catch this when the game launches, you're going to stand to make some decent profit early on, which you can then use to further your other professions. And I just said professions, and I apologize, I meant disciplines. It's not going to be the last time, and I've even been called out on the website for it. So that's all I've really got on Guild Wars 2 Spidey. Again, the website is gw2spidey.rubensayhi.com. Again, don't know where he got it from, but nonetheless, the site is awesome. The application, or whatever you want to call it, it's aces. It's stellar. I love it. I've been playing around with it for a while, and I think you should go check it out. But that's it for this podcast. I've got nothing else to cover, and you're probably sick of listening to me by now anyway. So I will wrap it up, and I will see you for episode 2 whenever that comes out. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. All right, everybody, that's this episode. It's over. But don't wait until another podcast comes out to learn how to make gold. Head on over to GuildWars2Riches.com and read our daily posts. That's GuildWars2Riches.com. We'll see you guys next episode.